so much of life is designed around what you do and what you want and how you make things happen. We hear that phrase and we are amused because the truth of it is that in life, to truly know what you truly want is a great spiritual discipline. You see, we think that the first thing that comes to mind is the thing that we really want, when in actuality, your mind cannot tell you what you really want. The mind is designed to facilitate the beliefs of the heart. And just as you have all seen friends and acquaintances make bad choices, choices that were destructive to their lives, and you have probably wondered as you looked over why they were doing that. Well, why they were doing that is that the mind was following something that had been implanted in the heart. But because what was implanted in the heart was below the level of that person's awareness, they could only repeat a destructive pattern again and again and again. So what we want to keep in mind, since none of us are working at that destructive a level, of course, but we do want to work more on consciousness about what it is that is driving our lives. What belief is it that is taking up space in my life? And there are two questions. The first being, do I know what that belief is? And the second being, is that belief one that my heart and my spirit would choose to be running my life? Many people will come and say, this is all so confusing, when it is actually not confusing at all. Because when you step back from your life, you can see how much of your time is spent, how much of your energy goes to something, how much of your thought is constantly in some kind of orbit about the same things over and over. And if you step back from it, you will not have a difficult time identifying the belief or the beliefs that are running your life. What we do not ever want to be is critical. We do not want to be critical of anything, because as soon as we are going to move into fear and close down our own intuitive faculties, our own ability to make loving choices, and our own ability to create what it is we are here to create in our lives. So we must be willing to take the step back to see what belief it is in any sector of our lives, what belief is running that sector. Now, we also want to be very appreciative of beliefs that are good for us. And we may not be incredibly aware of those either, but those are such wonderful things. If you are a loving person, then there is a belief that drives that, and it is a belief in love, which is a very beautiful thing. And so we can stop and acknowledge the beliefs that are running the parts of our life that make us happy. If we are joyous, of course no one is all the time, but if that is something that we are moving toward in every situation, then we have a beautiful belief that joy is valuable and is rich in our lives. And so we want to acknowledge that part of ourselves, but we also then want to take the step back and say, how much of my time is spent, for instance, being self-critical. And if you find that there are more of your thoughts and more of your responses that are connected to being self-critical, then you need to take a moment and see what kind of belief is driving those behaviors. And rather than spending the time justifying why we are being so self-critical and amusing human tendency, what we want to do is say, there is a belief somewhere here that is driving my self-critical behavior. What is it? Very often, it is some form of that you are not enough. The you that was created by Mother God and put here and loved and nurtured, given gifts, deliberately held in safety, we cannot accept that as enough. And there are any number of reasons for that, and this is the point where the roads go in several directions. But to believe that you are not enough is, in essence, to insult the God who created you. And you must really think about whether you want to hold that belief in your heart and let it drive your thoughts or your behaviors. Because if that is what is happening, you live in fear. And the parts of you that need to be open and able and willing to take in what is good for you now, what honors who you are now, that part is going to be stunted. And if this is something that goes on in your life, there is a high probability that you do not have what you want. And if we move to what we believe you call the bottom line. The bottom line of that belief would be that you do not deserve what you want because you are not enough. So you see, you can take one belief like that and you can see how it could shut down major portions of your life. It is never a good idea to argue with the creation that God made, that is you, by saying that whatever you are, it is not enough. It puts you in fear, it puts you one down, and equally as importantly, it prevents you from being who you are. And that on the earth plane, in this incarnation, is truly a tragic thing. If there are not thoughts and beliefs that support who you really are, you will never have what you want. The equation is painful, but it is true, and it is true in every situation. And because of that, we want to take a little time and speak about how to locate what it is that stands between you and being who you really are. A belief that you are not enough will cut into your awareness that you indeed are enough. And it will stop movement on the path that you were intended to walk. So we are going to take a few minutes and discuss how these things can be changed and identified and changed and broken up. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall. And let that rain wash away all the tension and anxiety that may have gathered in the week. Feel it falling off of your back, off of your shoulders. And as you breathe, feel yourself become lighter and lighter. And become aware of the flame of your spirit burning in your heart center. And see how it lights up your heart. And see that your heart is like a garden. And as you look around your heart, see the places that may need water. And go to a waterfall in your heart. And take whatever you choose to bring water to the part of your heart that needs water. And pour that water on that part of your heart and watch it come alive. And feel your heart growing and happy. And feel the love that your heart holds for you as you walk in the garden in your heart. And see what grows in your heart that draws you, flowers, trees. What draws you? And drink the water in your heart center, the water that refreshes your spirit, your body, your mind. And see the flame of your spirit burning more brightly than it has before. And let that light send a tongue of spirit into your solar plexus. And feel the light begin to clear from your solar plexus any emotions that are reflections of an old belief about your not enoughness. Feel all of that cleared out of your solar plexus so you can feel you. And you can feel what is good for you, what nourishes you. And feel a tongue of flame drop into your second center. And feel that light up the second center. And move away from the second center any judgment, any shame, anything that would constrict that center that is the natural cleanser of your whole life. It is the energy that allows you to feel and release, to cleanse anything that might have come into your life or your body that you do not wish to be there. And that second center, when it is free of the judgment and the shame, will make you free. And feel a tongue of your spirit move down through your body and into the root. And see that spirit light, so that what you want to create is illuminated for you. And all of the places where you choose to be able to make yourself free, see those illuminated as well. And know that they are a part of the life you are creating, the life you were intended to create. And feel the flame in your heart move up and into your throat. And let that light make the communication center wise and connected to the great light that created you, so that you are constantly removing from your communication center anything that in any way devalues you, prevents you from the creation of your own life, anything that stops joy from living in your own communication about yourself. And feel a tongue of that flame of the spirit moving up and into your third eye. And let that flame illuminate the power of your third eye, the intuitive skills that are yours, that have always been yours. And let the third eye show you that those skills are intended to be used for you, for the knowledge and intuition you need to create your life. See how brightly the third eye glows. And feel a flame of the spirit move up through your body and into the crown, and open the crown. And as the crown opens, let the heart's knowledge that you are enough, that you are worthy, that the way you are created is exactly as you were intended to be created. And as that crown opens, holding that belief, feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, making you abundant, making you rich and full and joyous. Feel that energy flow through your mind, so your thoughts are the thoughts of abundance, of acceptance, of joy. Feel the golden light flow down into your communication center, so that you are speaking to yourself as Mother God would speak to you. Feel the gold flow into your heart to make you rich inside. Feel that energy flow into the solar plexus to make you joyous. Into the second center to make you clear and free. Into the root to make you the one who is creating your life. Feel the flow of the golden light through your body, releasing any pain you might have, taking away any tension that might be bothering. And feel the golden light extend past your body to make a rich, fine field that draws to you? What is for your highest good? What restores you to who you truly are? And see that a road extends from your heart upward. And it is a golden road. And the gift that the universe wishes you to receive is coming down that road and into your heart. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.